Hare Krishna. I have a question here from a lady. Her name is Karek Iboya Zofia. So, Sophia, that's her name. And in short, she's saying that she's been suffering from some kind of disease in which her blood picture, or in other words, the analysis of her blood, according to her doctor, says or demands that she have a non-vegetarian diet. So the question is, should she remain a non-vegetarian? Should she remain a vegetarian and just suffer the consequences? Or should she follow the non-vegetarian diet and accept the consequences of offending the holy name by breaking the principles? She's been a devotee for 12 years, she writes. Oh no, excuse me, she says she's had this medical condition for 12 years. Well, before saying anything else, I'll repeat what I usually say, is that a person's health consideration is something that one has to make one's own decisions on. And whatever the information that one gets from both others and doctors, because ultimately it deals with one's own life, especially if it's a serious condition. And perhaps we'll come back to that and say a little more about just this whole concept of accepting responsibility for ourselves. Back to the case at point, my immediate reaction would be being a vegetarian for getting on to 50 years, 45 years, is that if a doctor told me that, I would go to see another doctor and get their opinion. Particularly, I would go to see another doctor, like my doctor, who's a vegetarian, not a vegetarian, but a devotee, and who would, I doubt, would ever give me that type of advice. Not particularly just because he's a vegetarian, but because he's also much more in tune with the vegetarian diet, the different supplements, benefits, and all kinds of dietary needs that can be satisfied, health needs, medical needs, that can be satisfied with a vegetarian diet, and that there are so many different types of vegetarian produce that can fulfill whatever defect may be there, health defect that may be there, without having to actually eat meat. I would say that probably that would be the case. In other words, that even as someone's own doctor who's not a vegetarian, in most Western countries would be a little more better educated. Here, there's a little behind the times in many cases, probably, and particularly in rural areas of the country, where vegetarianism is still something really sort of strange for even some doctors. In any similar such condition, especially when there's some kind of, first of all, a serious diagnosis, go to more than one doctor to see if the other doctor gives you the same diagnosis. And when there's something that requires us to compromise our spiritual principles, then let's see, it's another doctor who says the same thing. Having said that, if that is really the fact, or that's really the case, then the person has to make his own decisions as to what he or she wants to do. I remember in a lecture, Srila Prabhupada talks about emergency, and he gives the example of some muni who, when there was nothing to eat, ate meat. And so Prabhupada said, in an emergency, you can do anything. Prabhupada also, then I remember, sort of tags on a little comment after having said that. He said, but I wouldn't do it. So that's Prabhupada's own version. He's also a muni, so whereas some other exalted sage may do such a thing, Srila Prabhupada said he wouldn't do it. That's a personal choice. Depends on what one's beliefs are, how one wants to apply principles of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada, in another lecture, I remember, talks about how there's Ayurvedic medicine which includes where you have to throw in a goat and boil them alive or something like that. So, would someone take that type of medicine or not? It's again a individual choice. It's something that individuals will have to make. It's part of Ayurveda. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's something that every Vaishnava would do, but some Vaishnava may decide to make that decision for themselves. It's their right. There may be someone may ask, well, isn't there any reaction for that? There may be a reaction for that, but it may be that someone is willing to accept that particular reaction because the consequence, or they don't want to risk the consequence, and that's a choice that we all make, just like decide to follow principles. Sometimes people decide to break the regulated principles. They're willing to take the reaction. So in the same way, we make, and now I'll get a little further into this principle of making decisions for ourselves, not just in terms of health matters, but in so many matters. Ultimately, we are taking responsibility for our own lives, and we have to be very clear that when we ask someone for advice, when someone is sending an advice over here, whatever Sri Ram Swami says, ultimately it's for Sophia over here to make her own decision. That's why I don't want to say, oh no, don't do that, that's Maya, and so on, because I'm concerned that she's going to just accept whatever I say blindly. By accepting blindly, I mean that she's going to think, okay, Sri Ram Swami says that, so I'll do that. And then later on, if there's some unfavorable reaction, then I'll come back and say, well, you told me to do it. But that's not how actually the process of action works. Even in any circumstance that we may find ourselves in, someone gives us advice. Whether consciously or unconsciously, what we're doing is we're actually deciding to make we're making a decision, whether to accept it or reject it. And then on the basis of that, we act. And we need to take responsibility for that, and we need to be aware of that. And my point here is arising or calling to attention our own awareness of the fact that we do make decisions, whether we're doing it consciously or unconsciously. For instance, when a brahmachari joins a temple, he's making a conscious decision. Whatever I'm told to do, I'm going to do. Up until he makes a conscious decision that I didn't like that instruction that I was given, or I can no longer be in a situation where I just accept everything that I'm told to do, and now I'm going to live outside and make decisions on every single phase of my life, individual phase, rather than make this initial decision that I'm going to, yes, just follow whatever they say, wash the pots today, go on Sankirtan tomorrow, and get up at 3 or go to sleep at midnight. And so we always make a decision. And we have to realize that actions are based on decisions. It's just a question of what our actual responsibility or how we take responsibility for that action. In all phases of life, we need to be conscious that we are the ones who are making a decision, and it's better that we make conscious decisions. We make a conscious decision that, yes, now I want to follow this advice. Now I want to follow this doctor's advice. Now I want to follow this Swami's advice. Now I want to follow that, or now I don't want to do it. Because we're the ones who are responsible for our own lives. We're the ones who are responsible for the consequences of our activities, be they good or bad. We're the ones who can make changes in our own lives. Other people's lives, we cannot. And therefore, we have to live our lives. We can't be functioning in a way where other people are living our lives for us. We may be following instructions, that's fine. but we're following instructions because we decide to do so, not because it's just sort of happening by some kind of mysterious force or I was brainwashed to do it. And so in a case like this, especially in a case which may be potentially a matter of life and death, we need to make very clear, conscious choices about what it is that we want to do, so that we will never be in a situation, neither will anybody else will be in a situation, we won't be in a situation saying that, you know, why did someone else do something like this? Why didn't I decide for myself? And others won't be in a situation saying, you told me I did this because you told me and it's all your fault. No, we have to take responsibility and control of our lives. And that doesn't mean that we become anarchists, but it means that we're conscious that this is actually our duty, and this is how we can guide ourselves back home, back to Godhead, because ultimately we need to make the decisions in life which will achieve that end result. Very good.